Drew Mountain and Rock, Q94. We're taking a drive with Joe Bonamassa. Heading on down to the Bayou Resort in Gamalia, Arkansas, where we can visit with Gary Ferracci and get our weekly Lake Norfolk fishing report. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Gary. Wow, what a beautiful morning. I'm sitting at 59 degrees on this Thursday morning.
Yeah, it is really, really nice. And we've got, you know, we've actually had some pretty good weather last couple of days. We've got some decent weather, but there's some rain moving in. They've kind of backed off the forecast a little bit on Saturday now, and most of the rain looks like might appear Saturday night, Sunday night, Monday, Tuesday, but you know, we'll see. But yeah, really nice today. My goodness, is going to be a perfect day to be at the lake. Partly sunny.
Absolutely.
79. Wow. What are you hearing from the fisher people?
Fisher people are saying they're still catching fish like crazy. Everybody come. I would see a lot of smiles on fisher people's faces. That's for sure. it's been another good week. For the first week of June, it's been really good. Lake, we're at 555.7, and water temperature hanging right about 80 degrees, give or take, on there.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the debris that was in the lake from earlier in the week, from some of the rains we had, started to clear out. I went all the way up in one of the creek arms and a couple days ago, and it was pretty nasty up in there. But the main part of the lake is really good. You got to watch for some stuff here and there. Nothing really big. Every once in a while, you'll see a decent sized log or something, but not much at all. And it's clearing up a lot over the last few days.
Yeah.
There was some debris up in there, and I think the water's staying just about where we need it to be for good fishing. to be honest with you, I think it's a really, really good time to be out there fishing.
Well, I'm looking at my Facebook right here, and I'm seeing right now probably a 30-pound striper. That's yeah. I mean, it's weird. It's the people I've talked to, Gary, they're kind of scratching their head too, because it's like it's still on. You know, I mean, that morning surface where they're slapping and busting up on top, it's still going on.
It is.
It's actually probably better now than it was like in late April, mid-May.
Yeah, it's. I don't know why it's carrying through into June this year, and still going like it was in April or May, where it's usually crazy good. But I'm still seeing people coming back with good numbers of crappie. I'm seeing people coming back with Kentuckys, with whites, with hybrids, with stripers. The numbers still have been pretty good. People are getting enough fish for supper and maybe lunch the next day, you know, and it's consistent.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I think, again, the next few days and this weekend is going to be really good as well. People just got to make the effort to get down there. What about, you know, the crappie bite? How's that been?
Crappie bite's been good. Live bait's been really good. And then some people that like to use certain colored plastic and stuff, there's been some good numbers on nice size fish, too. I'm 12, 13, 14 inch, some good size slabs of crappie. They've been suspended 12 to 15 feet over brush.
Mm-hmm.
And there's plenty of good brush piles out there. And people come in, if they ask, I'll try to point them in the right direction to the ones I know. And people have been doing well.
Mm-hmm.
Catfish has been pretty good until yesterday. It seemed to slow down. But I think catfish really turns on when we got some good flow coming into the lake, you know, from the creeks and stuff. And that after the rain, the catfish bite seems to really turn on then.
Yeah, it's the catfish. It's almost the warmer it gets, the better, right?
Yes, I think so. As long as they have some good water flow, I think they'd like that. Like they're up in a lot of them are up towards the, into the creeks and stuff like that, where they're getting some good flow of water.
Mm-hmm. Now, the largemouth and the Kentuckys and lineside, they're all doing pretty good still, right?
Right. A lot of guys I've talked to are still getting top water bite on them in the morning.
Oh, love that.
Yeah. Throwing up into some of the cuts and stuff like that, you know. And they've been loving that top water bite. There's nothing like it.
Yeah, I seen a T-shirt the other day. It said, "Make her squeal. Take her top water fishing." I loved it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, really, you know, there's nothing better. I mean, it's just, it's a good time. Hey, Gary, for folks that would like to know more, we'll have those shirts posted at Bayou Resort for sale. Three different colors. if folks want to know a little bit more about the Bayou Resort, maybe getting away for a weekend or a day or two or a week, how can they get a hold of you and Diane?
Well, we have a special going.
Yes.
For people who are doing bluegill fishing. but, yeah, they can give us a call, Gary, at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page, great way to drop us a line. We'll get back to you as fast as we can. And, as always, our website, thebayouresort.com.
Yeah, and, you know, yeah, the bluegill, true. Yeah, I forgot all about that. I mean, that's something that people need to take advantage of because they're there. they're all over the place. Big bluegill.
Oh, it's as good as anything out there fishing with ultralight and 4-pound test for bluegill. I'm telling you, it's you want to have some fun.
Yeah,
that's the way to go.
Oh,
the
yeah.
People that know that do that know it's a blast.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, it's so overlooked by everyone else. You know, you go out and you buy an $80,000 bass boat and. You know, you've got $500 rod and reel combos, and you've got, you know, A-rigs, and you've got all the whopper ploppers and mega bass lures at $40 a pop. And, you know, you've got all that. Well, you forget about what it was when you were a kid that gave you so much excitement, and it was just catching a perch or a bluegill. And
everybody gets wrapped up in wanting to catch a big fish. Everybody, you know, they get wrapped up in that. They want a big fish. But you want to have fun, you want to have a good time, go do the bluegill fishing.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a bonus. It's great eating.
Oh, yeah. They're fantastic to eat. You know, I've done a major study, and about a half-pound bluegill fillet, it fits perfectly on a hamburger bun.
Oh, there you go. Yep. There you go.
You know, you get a big old bluegill fillet and a hamburger bun and a piece of cheese and lettuce and tomato and a little bit of mayo.
Oh yeah.
You're done.
Nothing like it.
Nothing like it at all. Hey, Gary, we appreciate you, my man, and we'll visit with you again next week.
All right, I'll see you this weekend, maybe.
Right on.
All right, have a good one.
Bye-bye.